Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Branded for July 3rd, 2024, sponsored by South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital, live from Matanga's Pizzeria in San Antonio for Week 17, Game 14. He's Tom Manas, head coach and general manager of the San Antonio Gunslingers. I'm Ralph Jedkins, your host. Be a part of the team tonight by chiming in on the chat with your location, your name, and a question and a comment perhaps about the game, and like and subscribe while you're at it. All right, Coach, any words before we kick this thing off?
Nope, just glad to be here and talk about Gunslinger football.
Absolutely, that's what we're here for. You are watching San Antonio Gunslingers Branded, brought to you by South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital. We'll be right back.
It's like literally like hockey and football had a baby.
Type of action you'll never see in the NFL.
Let's go, Gunslingers. Let's go, baby. Woo!
That's the best entertainment there is. Once you've been to a game, you're going to get hooked.
...2023 has been a landmark year for the Indoor Football League. Our 15th season saw tremendous growth, both on and off the field. Bold steps towards a bright future, cutting-edge fan engagement, and powerful new partnerships. And we're just getting started. There will be more in 2024. Calculated growth, strong franchises, and the best indoor football on the planet. The IFL.
Dependability. It's expected by our customers, and it's demanded by me. I personally guarantee the certified techs we send to your home and the equipment we install are dependable. John Wayne's American Pride Comfort Systems are designed specifically for San Antonio's extreme heat and humidity and come with a lifetime warranty. For comfort you can depend on, call John Wayne today.
John Wayne Service Company is a proud sponsor of the San Antonio Gunslingers.
All right, team, huddle up. Just like in surgery, we need precision and teamwork. Trust me, just like on the field, if we stick to the playbook, we'll achieve excellence.
Coach, are you sure about this?
We've trained for this. We're experts. The San Antonio Gunslingers in South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital and Outpatient Center, where precision meets performance.
Welcome back to Branded for the first quarter. Before we get into our starting here, I guess it'd be a good idea to summarize what the Gunslingers have been up to in and around in the community. Lacolby Tucker was out at the stretch zone. He met Q, the general manager. It was part of the fifth year they've been in business out in Stone Oak.
Great place.
And that was Lacolby out there. And tomorrow, if you are anywhere within the sound of my voice, not on the internet, but out in Lavernia, they have their 4th of July parade.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
And the Gunslingers will be in it again. They've been in it every year of their existence, I believe.
Jordan, I think we have a float, and I know we're going to have some cheerleaders out there, and we're going to have a couple players, Boyles and Harper.
And you can
stand
meet
out
them.
Starters will be there for a meet and greet not only there waving and all that, but at the den afterwards for a short time.
Yeah. At the den in Lavernia, so it's an opportunity to
with our friend Levi
a meet and greet out there. Yes,
mm-hmm.
With a guy out there. Well, I guess there's no avoiding talking about it. Might as well get started with the game. My first observation, Coach, this game was different in that we saw a team, especially on defense, make the opposition earn. We only got one stop, but they only got one stop either. I don't count the fumble at the end of the first half. On the
interception?
On the kickoff. On the kickoff before the end of the half, we had a fumble. But, the interception that we gave up was the only turnover, but we also went right back out there. The defense went right back out there and got a turnover on downs in reply.
Right.
The defense made them earn every single point in the entirety of the first half and frankly, most of the second half. 8 plays, 9 play drives, 10 play drives.
Right. Well, I appreciate that. I do. I appreciate the fact that you're recognizing the defense and the offense once again, performed as advertised.
Right.
I'm proud of the defense the way they've developed over the second half of the season. We kind of have a philosophy over there that it's like chopping a tree down. You're never going to get it down on the first swing. Just keep chopping and eventually that tree is going to fall. The fact that we lost with 3 seconds in the game, I still, the 24-hour rule, I still haven't recovered. It's been a rough 3-4 days for me, for the kids, for our fans, for everybody in general. And, I want to really congratulate the referees. I mean this sincerely. I want to congratulate them because it's unbelievable that they can throw 13 flags on us and only 3 on them and not get tired. Congratulations. You did a great job again. Just wanted to make that really clear that, it was a very fair game. It was a very well-ref game. It was
thoroughly refed.
Equally
thoroughly
balanced
officiated
in calls. Just exceptional job by that crew. The fact that they didn't get tired throwing flags at us is just amazing. It's a credit to their cardio. It really is. That's about all I can say without getting fined. So, my thing is I would love to play a game where that part of it's equal because you think about it, both missed PATs turn into, 2-point conversions because of penalties, and people are going to say, it was a legal defense. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't.
Do you want me to explain the rule on this so they understand?
Well, you can if you want.
I do.
Can after, but I'm just saying it wasn't. The one gentleman who likes to make those calls, he's a fantastic high school football referee. Okay, he's fantastic. That's all I'm going to say on him. He's the one of the best high school refs you're ever going to meet. All right, so congratulations again to the refs. Another exceptional game.
The message is right here, and here, and here, and here.
Yeah,
it's right between the lines, folks.
No, it's just
right
between
the lines.
No, I'm being serious. I mean, I give him credit. It takes a lot of work to ref that way consistently. So. Anyway, no excuses on that. There were opportunities throughout the game to win the game. Some of them were taken away. Some of them were just, lack of an execution on the play. But overall, I think I said to you this before, if you add up, I think it's a 60-minute game, right? And for 59 minutes, 57 seconds, you got a team that you should be proud of because I'll tell you what, that's once again playing a non-conference team who's ranked number 2 in their division. Frisco's a very good football team, and they're just a very good football team. And, to that effect, again, we battled, and we're looking forward for an opportunity to do a little payback Saturday. We'll just say that. So refs, get ready. Be on your game. You know, I'm sure you're practicing right now. So, yeah.
Did have a question early here from Texas Pete saying, how does the league select their referees?
Like this. You. No, I don't know. I'm sure it's a very hard vetting process. You know, I think they've got to probably hit junior highs, high schools, flag football. I don't know. I mean, to be honest with you, all kidding aside, there's some great refs. There's some refs that need just to get better at their craft. But I think that overall, everyone wants to do well. All kidding aside, everyone wants to do well. But if you don't know, you just don't know. And I think part of vetting is, how come I vet my players before I sign them?
Because you don't want to deal with what happens when you don't. You don't want to deal with bad characters.
Right, or just anything bad, right? So I just think that they could probably take a lesson from us on that. You know, I want you to think about something. We've had probably 50 guys come through San Antonio into our community, right? We haven't had so much as a traffic ticket by a professional football team at this level. I defy anybody else to say that about their team, right? And I'm sure there's some great ones.
50 random young in the peak physical condition of their lives.
Full of testosterone.
Right, full of testosterone. You have more difficulty in the Olympic Village.
Right. Now, I'm just really I'm not saying it to go listen, I'm sure there's great teams out there that do the same thing, but I'm just saying for us, that's something to be proud of. That's part of vetting. It's so you vet so you don't have problems. And that's going back to our discussion on employment. See how I said that? I didn't even use the R word.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Employment.
Yeah. So, no, that's really it. Now, before we get really heavy in and answering questions, I want to answer everybody's questions, and you can beat me up if you want to. We had a couple losses, some family members. And when I say family, you don't have to be blood to be family. Coach Moran, defense coordinator for the Northern Arizona Wranglers. I don't know if people know this or not, but Saturday, right after pregame meal at the arena, was going to get his tickets and suffered a massive heart attack and basically passed away. But they kept him on support so family could come in, and then on the first, they said their goodbyes. Great guy, great coach, great coaching family, very historic football family in that area, but just a good man, and like 46, I think?
Yeah.
46 years old. I mean, oh, Lord, have a place for him. And then the other one we just found out when we got that news on Monday, or on Sunday night. On Monday, we found out that Coach Johnson, our offensive line coach, Lee Johnson, LJ, lost his younger brother to a similar fate. He had a heart failure, and he passed at 42. So, you know, I posted this on my Facebook page, those of you that follow me or whatever, and I just said, you know, just keep praying for the families and praying for the kids. And you know, Coach Moran left a couple kids behind, and so yeah, kind of puts things in perspective. And like I said on my post, is that we literally, you know, this supersedes football. I called Coach Moss as soon as I heard and asked, what can we do at the Gunslingers? You know, what can we do to help? Not only as a football team, but me personally, I said, what can I do to help? You know, same thing with LJ. Bigger than football. You know, remember our mantra is God, family, football. So, we, you know, just continue to say your prayers. I don't want to bring a downer here now for the show. I just wanted to make sure that we mentioned it, and we offer our condolences to all the people in Northern Arizona associated with the Wranglers and the Moran family and Johnson family as well. So what else you got?
Well, I think that's probably enough for the first quarter.
Yeah.
Because I still want to explain the rule on scrimmage kicks.
Yeah, we'll do that
to start the second quarter. We'll be right back with more of Branded, brought to you by South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital, when we return.
Reputation, it defines us. How we treat the customer contributes to our reputation. It's doing the right thing every time and never cutting corners. John Wayne's customers have rewarded us with over 15,000 five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the BBB. And for that, we thank you. John Wayne Service Company, our reputation is in every truck.
John Wayne Service Company is a proud sponsor of the San Antonio Gunslingers.
It's so easy to love Pick and Pull. Why? How about the largest inventory in South Texas? How about the ease of finding your part with our interchange and real-time inventory search at pickandpullsa.com? How about an organized yard and maps to find your parts, plus a shuttle? At Pick and Pull, we make it easy to save money on the quality used auto parts you need at a price you can afford.
More to pick, less pull from your budget. Now that's Pick and Pull.
For generations, the family recipes at Carrabba's Italian Grill have been bringing people together. From the sweet smell of our scratch-made sauce to our rich layers of lasagna, we believe food made with love leads to tables filled with laughter. Dine with us or order out at Carrabba's.com.
This Sunday at 11 a.m. to catch the San Antonio Gunslingers on KCWX-TV. Get ready for some thrilling football action. Make sure you're tuned in. This is not football as you know it. Don't miss it.
Welcome back to Branded and Matenga's Pizzeria. Ralph Judkins along with Coach Manas. It mentioned that we got a legal defense penalty. It was that was the call. It was a legal defense, correct?
Yes, sir.
On a point after conversion, which is virtually impossible. You want to address the comment by Alex?
No, who asked that question?
Alex said not for nothing.
Alex,
your opponent Saturday.
Alex, listen. The average penalties across the entire league, okay, that's the other 15 teams, is 77 total penalties.
Total penalties
with an average of 586 yards. Ours is 112 penalties for 872 yards. Now, put that in perspective. That's what, like 350 more yards?
Right.
Okay. And another...
Well, 300 or so.
And 30 more penalties.
Right.
On average. Against the other 15 teams. So, Alex, I'm not saying you're wrong, but I'll tell you the flags that Mass has gotten aren't the same kind of flags that we're getting. Okay. We'll just leave it at that.
Well, he was saying that Mass was the most penalized in terms of yards per game.
That's not true.
At 72.
Could be, but I don't think so based on my numbers that came from the league.
That said, we were 70. You just said the number.
Oh, I don't know what it was, but what I'm saying is 112. Versus 77 on average, okay? And so we've been penalized 112 times for 850 some odd yards, and everyone else in the league's been penalized 77 times for 580 yards.
Yeah, Alex is saying that Pirates were called for 118 for over 1,000 yards, and he has the average of 67 yards per game. But these are just numbers, and like I say, numbers are
boring. I just got it from the league, so I don't know where you got your numbers, Alex. This came from the IFL, so because I asked for them.
Because you wanted to see the comparison.
Well, yeah.
And the irony in all of that is the 300 additional yards and penalties above the average.
Okay, wait a minute. So Mass wins.
In terms of penalties, yes. They win on more penalties.
Okay, let's go.
Right. But despite the 300 yards, we still have the number one offense in terms of yards, I believe, and certainly average yards per game.
And you got to think that that affected how many points against as well.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So.
And one way they got one more point was on a two-point conversion that was originally a one-point conversion. We were called for illegal defense. Now, what didn't make sense about that is illegal defense involves a whole bunch of different things. But one thing it doesn't involve is any movement by a linebacker or a back at the snap. Because your four guys that are down have to be lined up head-to-head. They're the only people that can rush. They can rush outside. They can rush inside. They can do whatever the freak they want. There is no twist. It's however they get there. The guys in the back, basically, as long as they don't go further than the two-yard line, can jump up and down, run sideways, blow raspberries, kisses, spell out YMCA, whatever the heck they want, and there is no restriction on them.
Huh.
And we were called.
You know what? I think I knew that rule.
Right.
And I argued that point, and that's the same ref that called a touchdown when we intercepted the ball that one game. That's the same ref.
Oh, so this was the official that was the referee in that game?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
My point is that, you know, there are a lot of rules in the IFL. There are a lot of rules that are pro-offense in the IFL. We know the rules. We get tutorials. We get rule books months before the season starts. We go over rules in the meeting room. We discuss all this stuff. It wasn't a penalty. Now, you take that away because he missed the extra point.
It was a critical miss. It was his only miss.
Two. They gave him two of those where they called us. And on both of those, they came back and got a second chance, and the ball moved forward, so it was only a yard off, and that's when they went for two. But that's 4 points. We lose by one. And again, no excuses, but sure doesn't make it easy when it's not level, you know. So
now I got something here that I know you'll appreciate. There's a question that starts off with the word, "Hey, coach."
Hey.
This is from Waffles for Days. He is one of the guys that do the Blizzard Fancast podcast.
Okay.
And he says, you've talked a lot about the defensive adjustments in San Antonio this year. What are there any specific ones that have been addressed in specific or specifically targeted to help the defense succeed?
Yeah, I think the biggest one's been personnel. We've upgraded personnel from the beginning, from the first half of the season to the second half of the season. You'll note we brought in a lot of new faces on defense. That's part of it. The other part of it is that we've gotten better at our zone coverage, whether it be three low, three high, two low, two high, disguising certain things. The way we play the box, essentially, with our linebackers and our strong safety, those minor adjustments. And then, to be honest with you, it's a weekly thing because every week you have to make adjustments based on who you're playing. This week we're playing a good quarterback, but an exceptional running back. They love giving him the ball. He's having a heck of a year. So we all week work on, you know, our schemes for that. I'm not going to sit here and tell you what they are right now, but it's a process. It's a weekly process. It changes every week, regardless if you played the team before or not. So, especially with Mass. Mass does a lot of personnel changes, too. So we're always having to constantly stay on top of them.
Well, since we did want to talk about the game against...
Hey, and by the way, thank you for a football question. Really appreciate it.
As opposed to the non-football questions.
No, I like football questions. That's what I'm saying.
This is a coach's show. You'd think they talk about... Yeah.
No, I don't know a lot about a lot of things, but football, I'm okay. Yeah.
So back to the game with Naz.
Okay.
You talked about dealing with a running attack. You had three different ball carriers, two running backs and the quarterback.
All pretty good.
And they were all very good ball carriers, but I don't remember breakout plays. I don't remember them gashing us for 30 yards on a possession. Like I said, it was a lot of, yeah, you got yards, but we were there and a hit was applied. There wasn't an exploitation. We weren't.
Well, we always have to remind ourselves to get better at tackling. We always got to remind ourselves to not give up the extra yardage after contact. We've got to consistently, you know, get better every week at, you know, our pursuit to the ball. But they get paid too. Right, so they're going to run hard. They're going to play hard. I thought that overall the defense did a good job. And again, I think if it was a little bit more level on some of the other stuff, I think we would have been just fine. So,
as it was, it came down to one play.
Yeah, after all that, right?
They had one more possession than we did in the game. Both teams had a stop each, and we got a stop when we really needed one. Waffles for Days did want to follow up with your thanking him for the question in football. Anytime, Coach, always a pleasure to prod a great mind. I think you have a fan in Wisconsin.
Thank you. That's very kind. Hey, you know what? I have a comment question on that, too, is that, you know, when you look at the statistics and you look at everything that got taken away from us, literally accomplished and then taken away, it's gotta be brought up. I'm sorry, but 13 penalties versus 3. Okay. I'm an old offensive lineman and I played at the highest levels you can play, and I got called for holding at least once a game. And if the guy was really good across from me, like a lot of holding went on, okay? We have a thing where if it doesn't impede the play and it's away from the play, we're not going to call holding. I'm 100% for that, okay? But if it's at the point of attack and one of my defensive ends is getting undressed, I want you to think about this. He's getting undressed by the offensive lineman. And they end up scoring on that. Well, they end up not getting the first down, but very close. And it basically sealed the end on the play because of the undressing. Okay?
By undressing, you mean the shirt gets torn?
Holding. He was holding him. Okay? And then they called defensive holding.
Huh. So it wasn't even the right call.
Do you know how hard it is to call defensive holding? Do you know how flagrant defensive holding has to be? I would compare it to this. You're walking down an alley, you're getting mugged. You tell the mugger, please don't hurt me, and then you get charged for
assault. Yep.
It was just craziness, and then that led to a first down, which led to a touchdown. And again, I can give you that. I can give you Collie's kick return. Which that block, hands inside, everything you can do. I watched it 15 times. They're offside by their wide receiver, which I challenged, and they said, well, he's allowed 2 yards. He was crackback blocking. He was actually blocking as the ball was snapped. That is not legal. I don't care what Tom says. I don't care what anybody says. In any form of football, you can't be offsides and engaged and
when the
not
ball
get a penalty.
Snapped. Yeah,
and they even asked me for my bit swap iPad.
can we see it? I go, yeah, it's right there. Comes back, no call. Feeling like
yeah, I thought.
And I kind of just.
I thought you had it when you handed him the big
right.
swap.
I just kind of looked at my coaches and I went, what? What just happened? Right? And sometimes everyone thinks, oh, throw the red flag, coach, challenge it. I know what they're going to call. I think I've won two challenges in 13
games. I was going to say our
13
I
games.
I don't know if
right?
I said it in the broadcast, but our field goal percentage and our challenge percentage is roughly the same.
Yeah. But well,
we don't try them.
We don't,
and we also don't try them challenges
well,
very often.
Not anymore because they kill a timeout and they don't like overturning their calls. They don't like doing it. So again, I think we've got a very good football team, all right? I challenge, if you took half the teams in the league that are in playoff contention and you gave them our schedule, I would like to see how they do, right, in the situations we've been in. I'm not making excuses. I'm just saying we've had a very difficult schedule this year. Okay.
Knew that going in. We talked about it going
right.
in.
Right, and I told our ownership next year when the schedule comes out, say no. First words out of your mouth, no, because
they're going to do it to us again.
Well, of course they are. And so my thing, well, if you punch a guy and he doesn't complain, they're going to keep punching you. So the thing about it is that as we move forward now, people say, well, it was your first year in the IFL. It was your first year in this. It's not my first year in the IFL, and it's not my first year in indoor football. It's my first year under these circumstances that I've ever faced this way for my team. That being said, that's still no excuse, and we're still not done. And we'll get into that because, there's a lot of really cool things that can happen. And as a man of faith, I'm going to still keep believing until they tell me to stop. So that's kind of where we're at. Did we have anything else that?
Oh, there was, but it's a comment that we can get to it now. Somebody with a great username, Guns Up, asked non-football question. How's Coach doing?
Coach is actually doing great. Mama's loving him back home. He's in Michigan because it's way too hot here for an English Bulldog, but we've done all the right things, and he will be traveling back Friday to come and visit me for a few days.
And that'll be very nice.
Yeah, so I can't wait to see him. He's getting bigger every day. And
snore is probably getting louder.
She just can't get over how English Bulldogs sleep on their back with their bellies up. And she's loving that. So, he's doing great. Thanks for asking. Everything's good. Everybody's good at home, thank God. And looking forward to having family in town this weekend. It's been a long time. Too long.
All right. Well, giving no other questions about the game, I guess we can dismiss that one and go on to our third quarter, where we'll be bringing up Jen from marketing.
Jen, the sponsor guru.
Yes.
I wanted to bring her on because I wanted her to explain not only to the public about the vendors we use, and I want to encourage all our listeners and all of our fans to use our sponsors, because they're contributing to the Gunslingers football team. But also the fact that if you're looking for opportunities, there's probably no greater forum at this price point that you're going to find anywhere for your business. So,
and I can tell you, folks, if you are interested in sponsoring, as I went around the room here tonight, I know we've been doing the coaches show here, but people I have never seen here before, I tell them about the Gunslingers and they say, oh yes, we've seen it on TV. We've heard about it. And we want to come out. And so we're reaching a level of penetration in the market here that this is pretty good. And at a price point,
you're never going to find more affordable family entertainment anywhere. I mean, literally. What's funny is, real quick, so Susan said, hey, we're coming in, my daughter's coming in, my grandson's coming in, and my wife's coming in. And I knew that for a couple weeks now. And then yesterday I got a phone call from her, and my son's getting married in September. Well, her mom and dad live in Austin. And they're coming down for the game and bringing friends with them because they had such a good time when they were here last time with Susan.
And they, the first thing they said is, hey, can we go to the game with you guys? Can we, you know? So, and these are not your typical football fans, okay? So they just really enjoyed the entertainment value of it, and enough so that they're bringing friends with them to enjoy it too. So I think if you come once, you're going to really enjoy it. So we hope you can. What does that say? Hey, guys, I was upset.
Okay, yeah, this is from the Masked Man of San Antonio.
Oh.
I was so upset at the end, I literally, no joke, almost flipped a table. By the way, prayers to Naz Wranglers assistant coach Dave Moran, his family and team. What a horrible tragedy. I know that we cheer for different teams, but it's all about respect for the other teams. Yes, it's all about football.
Yeah, and I did flip tables. No, just kidding. I didn't, because it didn't do any good.
Well, you probably didn't do it in front of anyone.
I'm glad. Let's just put it this way. I'm glad Coach wasn't here.
Right.
You know, because
the cliche,
kick
the dog. Yes.
Right. Yeah. No. Yeah. I wouldn't have kicked Coach, but
yeah, he'd have looked really, really hurt at you. That's what he would have done.
What does that say?
Oh, I was going to get to this later on, but Waffles for Days saying the league put you in a situation that seems like a prevention type deal. Much as they hate to admit it, also played Jacksonville. The league might be afraid that Mass did in year one might repeat, and wanted to know your thoughts. I thought the same thing, that Massachusetts came from the NAL and won the championship in their first year in the league, and perhaps somebody did not want a repeat of that and made sure of that early on in the scheduling by making it as unlikely as possible.
Sometimes my silence is my answer.
Okay. And that'll allow me to transition to the third quarter. When we return, we'll bring on our special guest. You're watching Branded Live from Matangas, brought to you by South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital, a tradition of excellence and a legacy of caring.
We all need hot water. Some of us need more than others. So it's a good thing that State has a wide range of tough commercial-grade water heaters for your home. From standard models to high-efficiency and tankless models, we've got you covered. No matter where you live, what you do, or who started it. To install a State water heater in your home,
call John Wayne today or visit us at johnwayne.com.
Welcome to the Tankers!
Must be that time of the year again, where we work hard and we play hard and eat good pizza.
Hey, Gunslingers, come try Matangas, voted best pizza in San Antonio. We are family and deeply invested in our community. After this game, come find a Matangas near you.
Guns up, slices up.
Welcome to South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital and Outpatient Center. Step into our operating rooms, where highly skilled surgeons work hand-in-hand with specialized technicians. Our dedicated team has extensive experience and expertise in spine and surgical procedures. Our commitment to patient safety is unwavering. We understand that your well-being is at the heart of everything we do. South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital and Outpatient Center, where expertise, longevity, and state-of-the-art technology come together for your health.
Think you can do this?
It's the Kick for Cash event at the San Antonio Gunslingers game. You choose where to kick from. More yards equals more cash.
The five.
I'm kicking from the 10.
For your chance to win, go to sanantoniogunslingers.com or just come to the game. Look for the QR code, scan it, and you can be selected to kick for cash at halftime. There's nothing like being at a San Antonio Gunslingers game, especially if you can win some cash.
I tried Kick for Cash and it was awesome.
And welcome back to Branded for our third quarter. We actually had a question right off the bat about promotions. I don't know. Jen, did you have anything to do with the Kick for Cash promotion?
Actually, that comes from above. The owners and my boss came up with that great idea.
Well, and it was a big success. We had our first winner, Alex Schubert, saying Kick for Cash. What'd you think of that absolute Gonzalo Galazzo by the Hector kid on Saturday night. I knew he was likely to do well because he was wearing a pro soccer shirt, fan shirt, when he walked up there.
Well, he had something because he didn't even have shoes on. He was ready. He was ready. He had his mission and he accomplished it.
Confidently.
But we loved it.
But that's the point of the draw, right? You're getting selected. Doesn't matter if you're an NFL kicker or you're a stay-at-home mom.
There you go.
You get a chance.
Get a chance to step up.
I am going to say this, though. Kick for Cash over the past three or four games, the women have gotten a heck of a lot closer than the men. I'm just going to point that out.
Well, the last guy to kick was, I don't want to make fun of him, but it was
low. Did you know that Megan, our head trainer, kicked all the way through her senior year in high school? She was the kicker for her high school football team.
How cool
and
is that?
No, wait. Here's how it gets really weird. You guys don't know this. TC got stranded at the airport, and we weren't sure we were going to get TC in for the game, right? He got stranded at home. I was going to dress Megan.
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
I'm totally serious. She can kick. She can kick, legit kick.
I want to see her do Kick for Cash.
No, you
don't. Can we do that?
No, she can't. She's an employee.
Well, she could still do it and go kick.
No, because then she'd kick for nothing. What kind of promotion
is
that?
To prove a point.
No.
We can have it sponsored.
I already know she can kick. She don't have to prove a point.
That would be fun to watch.
Yeah. Alex did ask a question. Does the cash value increase or double if the contestant attempts a drop kick?
Oh, God.
Ooh, that's a good one.
We don't want to talk
good
about
question,
drop kicks
but we're
here.
Not going to go there.
We don't want to talk about drop kicks, but I do know there is someone who has attempted in practice drop kick and actually was reasonably successful at the extra point distance.
Who?
Sam.
You're nuts.
I'm not nuts.
You are nuts.
I saw him do it.
Coach. Oh, I saw him do it. You come to one practice. I saw him do it. I see him every week.
Yeah, it was pregame.
That guy.
It was pregame. He wasn't wearing pads.
Listen to me. I'm telling you. He's kicked it in the building, the parking lot. He's kicked it everywhere. What are you talking about? Why are you putting that out there?
Just saying drop kicks is a very, very sore, very, very sore subject.
Really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Welcome to the show.
Absolutely. I'm digging this. I do. This is like a really bad badminton game.
I want a divorce.
Yeah. It's your show.
Let's go. All right.
You keep the name.
Now, listen,
Alex,
I'm going to take control of this conversation because Jen here.
Yes.
We brought Jen on for a specific reason.
A reason, yes.
And that reason is, Jen, first of all, you know, you and Brian do a great job of bringing corporations, businesses, showing them the opportunities they have with the Gunslingers. Let's talk about some of the businesses that we have now currently working with us.
Okay. So, obviously, the major sponsor of your show here, South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital here.
Thank you, Angie. Appreciate it.
Yes, we love Angie and her team over there. Not only do they sponsor your show, but they have a section at the game.
Right. They're great sponsors.
They are.
They dressed us. They got us polos.
They did.
Quarter zips.
You name it. They've dressed the coaches. The trainers are Complete Care, so there's another one for you.
Yep.
Then we also have them dressing your team. We've got them at the field. I mean, they're just all over the place.
Right.
And it's a great hospital. I mean, I have to confess, they actually are the hospital when I broke my foot that the surgery was done.
Well, I'm trying to get an appointment with them to fix my back.
I know. We're going to get there.
We're going to get there. That's how much not only confidence we have, we just know that they really care about what they do. And again, we talk about vetting players. You kind of vet sponsors too, don't you?
Absolutely.
Right. And that's so we have a healthy relationship with them and no things pop up and, you know, all that good stuff.
Absolutely.
Talk about Matingas, our other buddies here.
Matingas is a very great, very awesome partner for us.
Right.
Actually, just being here today and being able to host, and they're above my head.
I was wondering what Ralph was playing. Okay.
Oh, you do pay attention to what I do.
There you go. You can't miss it. Hello. But they do. They feed our players. They make sure they keep them going throughout the day. They're feeding the team that visits. They're also, if you come in here, it's almost like we own this place. We're everywhere.
How many
awesome.
Pizzas do they give us on game day? It's got to be like
around I was going to say it's anywhere like between, because we take our both teams. I would say it's like 70 pizzas, right?
And I mean, and they're all good and they're all hot. And I don't know how they do it, but
they do an amazing job.
They really do. Matt and Inga, thank you again for, they were one of the first ones to come on board, and we appreciate you.
Absolutely.
All right, so we got that. Let's talk about some of our food sponsors, because the guys love the food we get every week.
Absolutely. So during lunch, we've got, well, actually, Matangas takes us on. Then we have Tika Molina. They're always great. And the guys love that because that is protein heaven for them. And there's a, you know, they really, that's their Tuesday. That's your Taco Tuesday.
So we call Taco Tuesday, and I'll tell you what, they're looking at their watches in the meeting room.
Patiently waiting.
Yeah.
For you to release them.
Right. No, not yet.
And then they come to the table and we have to take them on, these hungry football
so
players.
So that's Tuesday. Wednesday we have?
Wednesday we go to Carrabba's.
Carrabba's comes in. Carrabba's hooks us up. And guys, thanks to James and Don and you guys, obviously, but that's another thing about playing here. You get a catered lunch every day.
That's true.
That you're at the practice
at the
facility.
So, not a voucher to Hooters.
Right.
Not a voucher to Hooters.
Oh, I looked
at
that. 21. 21 in Albany. I ate so many chicken wings, I thought I was going to die. I mean, every meal was Hooters. Lunch was Hooters. Dinners was Hooters. We got Hooters coupons, and it was like.
Well, we're not going to talk about them. They're not sponsoring us yet. But if they want to call right now.
No, I like Hooters. It's just.
Other
not
than
every
that,
day.
We don't talk about them.
It's been 3-4 years now. I can eat them again, but I just. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
All right. So.
Next.
So you got. Then Thursday
we have Outback Steakhouse on De Zavala.
Okay.
They are
right.
Our newest and greatest, and I don't want to rat them out, but they told me the menu for tomorrow, and you're going to be very excited about that opportunity.
Well, tell
it's
it.
New.
We're going to no say it.
No, I want to surprise the players, and I think there's a player here. We can't tell.
Is there a player?
Yes, it's a nice surprise.
Well, if it's beef, he don't eat it.
And it's not.
He's the chicken man.
He is.
Yeah.
He's the vegan of the bunch.
He's the vegan.
He
we
is.
Have a vegan.
And
let
I'm
me tell you what, when you're a football player and you sign
tomorrow.
Your contract, though, you should put on your contract, I'm a vegan, because then I can go, I don't really want to sign you. Because
hey,
it's such a pain in the butt everywhere you go.
Process.
We don't mind.
It's Ricky. He's my guy, but, you know,
absolutely.
It's like, holy cow, is that a lot of work when you go, you know, you got 30 guys going out to eat on the pregame meal, and one guy goes, I can't eat that.
But, you know, it's interesting. I had a couple of your players with me when we actually were talking to Outback Steakhouse before we signed the deal with them. And the GM sat there and he looked at the players and he said, hey, what do you want?
Right.
And it was amazing.
And the first words out of their mouth
simple
was steak and potatoes.
I wish it was. I expected that.
Yeah, me
and
too.
And do you know what it was? Meatballs.
Yeah, see... They're good football players. They're not
so
bright.
They're so humble. They just want protein.
Because they should have just asked for steaks.
I know. No. No. They
steak
didn't.
Every Thursday? Yeah. Who wants that?
I know. Yeah. What great players they have. But no. They wanted meatballs.
Hey, do a coach's plate. Appreciate you.
There you go. Well, we take care of coach, too.
I know.
Demos and Stone
Greek
Oak
restaurant.
Steps up for you.
Oh, my gosh. I love them, too.
They do. They do great
wraps. Make me homesick every time they bring something.
I know.
It's
we always
delish.
Get you special desserts.
And this one brings me a box of baklava and all the pastries and all that. It's
hey,
great.
Hey, you got to schmooze the coach.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
And you need to learn this, Ralph.
There's
so the next time you're
schmoozing.
Talking, it's a benefit there.
Okay,
well,
so
schmooze, coach,
one out of
not
a thousand schmoozing.
Yes.
He likes to fight with me.
So what about really Friday? Shut up, bro. Yeah. All right,
see?
So what do we... No, I'm just kidding.
I told you we'd listen. Bring him baklava. You've got
so,
him in
yes,
your hand.
Well, I
know. That means he's got to come to the office.
Right. Right.
God. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my goodness. This
I called
fun.
Rob today. We had a 45-minute conversation. We talked football. We had a nice conversation.
Uh-huh.
And then this happened.
And then this.
No, I'm just kidding. It was
got
great.
It.
No, I love Ralph. I gave Ralph a football.
Yeah.
Wow, that's huge. He doesn't give footballs to
I
too
don't.
Many people. That
no.
is huge, Rob.
We did have a question about footballs, though.
Well, let's talk about it.
We actually had a question here where. I just scroll back for it. It actually had to do with our football sponsor. Do we have a football sponsor?
Why, you want to be one?
Because, yeah, this was the question. Which sponsor provides the footballs for each game? Is it the same one or does it rotate?
It doesn't rotate. It's John Wayne, HVAC.
Let me tell you this. It's John Wayne.
Yes.
If you're interested, contact us.
Call me.
Because everything's for sale.
Right.
Okay. And the other thing is we have mini footballs. We have game balls, right?
Right.
We have a lot of inventory when it comes to footballs.
Absolutely.
So,
well,
and helmets.
Yes,
as
and
well.
Helmets.
So, but it's, you know.
Well, the way to say it is John Wayne's our sponsor for the 2024 season. Mm-hmm. However, we are working on everything
ticket.
For 2025 season.
Mm-hmm.
So all you got to do is give us a call. Let's talk. There's opportunity, a lot of opportunity.
And what's funny is when we go to other teams, most all of them have a sponsor on their football. And it's not associated with the team. It's a legit third party.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, that opportunity presents itself.
I didn't realize how valuable these footballs are either. I see online people are trading, people are wanting, they're hiding, they're buying.
There's a secondary market for these footballs.
Crazy.
I am the Don Corleone of footballs.
Oh, here we go.
Everyone comes to me and says, Coach, I need a favor.
And it's
what do
football.
You need? Can I get one of your footballs if I give you one of our footballs? And I don't normally do that, right? Only because, and it's fans.
Right.
But now the equipment managers were coming to me and saying, hey, I'll swap you two footballs of yours for two footballs of ours.
Oh, okay.
And I thought, okay. So I gave one to Weston. I gave him one. And I think I gave the other one to Don or something. And then I found out they took our two footballs, sold them in their gift shop for $65 a piece, and they sold in 10 minutes.
Wow.
So what we're proposing, League, next year, how about we all buy everybody else's football brand, get a box of them, and have them available so fans can collect the entire league's footballs.
I think that's a great
right?
sponsorship opportunity.
Right.
I'm thinking so.
So that wasn't my idea. That was James's idea. I'm just stealing it.
Well, I'm going to steal it from you who stole it from James.
Right.
Fair
exactly.
Enough.
This is like radio.
But the nice thing about it is that, you know, as a fan, that would be really cool to collect all 16 footballs.
Okay, oh, yeah.
That's my mission. For next season, I want a football from every team. We got to figure this out.
Yeah.
So that we can show it. I think it'd be great.
Yeah. Okay. So
back to
what else? We talked about food. Fridays is who?
Oh, Fridays is the Den in Lavernia. And if I'm not mistaken,
Levi,
that is.
Thank you, buddy.
Yes. And Levi also has wings and rings. Wings and rings.
And don't forget tomorrow the parade, the meet and greets at the
it
Den.
It ends at the Den. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Come see some of our players out there.
Right. And then
cheerleaders. Six shooters.
So aside from the food.
Yes.
Aside from South Texas. Aside from, what's the, sorry, I just had
that's
a blank.
Okay. South Texas Fine Surgical.
Lori's
Complete
company.
Care.
Complete Care. Who else do we have that we want to talk about?
So I'm going to throw out there, we also have Pick and Pull.
Yep.
Good sponsor.
They've been with us for a couple years now.
They have, and they also have a suite. So not only are they supportive when it comes to supporting our team, but they're also supportive being there at the games.
Right.
Can't go wrong with that. Bats and Associates.
And let's you know, I mean, the elephant in the room, though, John Wayne, right? I mean, if you have any needs for any of what John Wayne offers, support them. They're the greatest sponsor, biggest sponsor, obviously, of the San Antonio Gunslingers.
Well, they're above and beyond sponsorship, too. I mean, they're the most giving, caring, mm-hmm. loving people I've ever met in our industry.
Yep.
They
scary.
Truly, truly are.
Right.
It's
and,
nice
and
to
that's,
see that those kind of people still exist.
In Texas.
That's why it? In Texas?
As soon as you go north, it starts getting bad.
Oh, okay. Well, you can talk about the people at north.
No, I'm just saying is that there is, talking from being a Michigander,
yeah.
to here, there is a huge
there is
difference,
a huge difference.
In the people in general.
Yeah.
And political correctness, ha, what's that?
Yeah.
You know, I love it.
Well, you know, I think one of my favorite things about them is in every game, they walk around and they visit with everybody.
They
the
go to
sponsors,
every single suite.
The attendees, the people in the stands, mm-hmm. they're posing for pictures. I mean, they're just... They're
well,
just Don true,
and Don, Pam, James,
awesome
and Stephanie,
people.
And then, of course, Jordan and April, they...
And you got Morgan, they, too.
They, and Morgan, mm-hmm, great. Mm-hmm. They're nonstop. They're just
they
bing,
are.
Bing, 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 bing. It's pretty crazy how they do it.
Absolutely.
All right, so I want to be a sponsor. What's the process? Do I call Brian first, or do I call you first?
Well, it depends on the day.
If it's Friday, call
Absolutely.
Brian.
Yeah,
no, I'm
exactly.
just kidding.
Well, you know, Brian and I, marketing as a whole, mm-hmm. you know, there's so many what is it, tentacles to what a marketing campaign's about.
Right.
So, Brian, as much as we like to fuss and argue and debate everything, you know, we work really well together and assist, because the goal at the end of the day is to have a great experience at our games. You put on a heck of a show, got the team going, the six shooters got their show going. So what can we do to elevate it to the next level? And that's the goal. So if you're interested in a sponsorship, and really it can be at any level. I mean, there's so many opportunities. If you're a smaller business, bigger business, what you want to do. But we like to sit down with all of the businesses that are interested and find out what's important to them too, because it's not just a benefit to us when you're in our house, but we also want to make sure that we're accomplishing the goal on why they're sponsoring us, right, and why they're advertising with us.
So I want to throw this out there, and it's just a thought, and I want to see what the response would be like.
Okay.
But we've done this. I've done this at the university level. I've done this in the professional level. A lot of times people hear sponsorship and they go, I don't have money for that.
Right.
You know, it's going to be a big number. I don't, can't do that. What I want to do next year, as a matter of fact, once we sign our players, which we're going to talk about that
next quarter
when you're gone.
What? I want to be a part of that conversation.
Nah.
Come on.
See, I got enough. I got enough cooks in the kitchen. Thank you.
Darn it.
What I want to do, though, is I want to have booster families or booster companies sponsor players.
Okay.
And what I mean by sponsor players is it's kind of like a foster parent program.
So they're adopting a player.
Adopt a player, because most of these kids that we bring in aren't like other teams that just go within the circle. I think the only local guy we really have that everyone will know is Collie.
Right.
But we have kids from all over the United States. If you take on that role, yes, we want your money, okay, but more importantly, we want you to have the kid over for dinner. When you're going to the movies, take him with you. When you're taking the kids to the zoo, if he wants to go, invite him. Make it so you guys have sponsorship affiliations where if we involve the players, you're more than just a sponsor.
I love that.
You're adopting a player for the season.
Kind of like a big brother, big sister program.
So the big counter, here's the big counter I got from that.
Okay.
What happens if coach cuts them?
Well, then
I'll give you a new player.
No.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate.
Then, well, they'll need to have a house, so
yeah, but
they'll be adopting it already.
Right. But that's the whole point of professional football.
Right.
Guys come, go, get injured, do things. But you'd never be without an affiliation with the team, you know. And we'll figure out something with that that involves tickets and really being a part of the organization, have a family section of all the – you know, people that do that kind of stuff. I think that'd be really cool to have them right there with the players' families and all that. So,
absolutely. I mean, there's always opportunity, and you know, there's all size sponsorships, and that's why we like to have that chat, because maybe if it's more of a female oriented business and they want to focus on it, there's opportunity with the six shooters too. It's not just on site, off site.
Talk about, because I think they're fantastic and what they've done so far. Tiger Bomb.
Oh, yeah, Tiger Bomb.
Right.
We just had them.
Right. So Tiger Bomb came in for a game.
They did.
From California.
Yes, they did.
Okay.
They did.
I want you guys to think about that. They came from California to come in and not only sponsor us, because they're a national, international company, but they came in just to watch a football game and get to meet everybody.
Yes.
Right? Super nice people. Mm-hmm. We gave them some really good ideas, by the way.
We did.
And you know, couldn't be kinder to the players, giving them all kinds of stuff and towels, water bottles, bombs, everything that they have.
Yes.
Which was great. That'll show you that's not a San Antonio business.
Exactly. Well, and so bringing up Tiger Bomb, the thing with them too is they're a product that our players use. And that's where it started. It actually started with the trainer talking about the product,
right,
because it was so successful in what it was trying to accomplish with
our
players.
And the price point.
Exactly.
Because we were buying it at the time, right? So they're great pricing, good product, and great customer service. So how do you beat that?
Absolutely. Right? And they just adored us. And so we were able to execute because our players also being sponsored and using these type of products were posting, and we ended up
on social media.
Absolutely. Yep. And sometimes it's just as easy as that, as a sponsorship, is, hey, we want the digital part of it.
I'll start bringing Greek food on.
Yeah. Yes.
That'll give me a sponsor.
Post it on the social media.
Yes, yes. But as long as, you know, as long as we do what we're supposed to do to help them execute and make some sales and get their name out there, because, again, everybody's needs are different, we've done our job.
Right.
And that just proved how easy it is to do your job. I didn't even realize how much that they were getting the exposure on behalf of our players.
Oh, yeah. And again, social media is global.
It is.
So it's just a matter of something gets shared, and all of a sudden you're at, you know, 20,000, 30,000, 50,000, you know.
Exactly.
It's a good thing.
Well, and our digital team does a heck of a job on putting our information out there, too, between Morgan and Brian and James posting on our social media sites and our website and getting the detail out there and the specifics on the sponsors. It makes a huge difference.
You know what's crazy is I didn't know it was Brian.
Oh, no.
And someone would write something, and then Brian, it said San Antonio Gunslingers, and then there'd be a response.
Uh-huh.
That was you, right? And and every time someone said something like, hey, I just want to say go Gunslingers, then all of a sudden, bing, thank you for your support, San Antonio Gunslingers. Someone would say something. It's nice, though, when people feel like they're listening.
Absolutely.
And I was away by that because nobody does that.
No, that's true.
One responds like that. So.
Well, and that just shows the how our marketing team is educated and how to manage that, because that also expands the exposure and it gets us out there a little bit farther. And it's not my forte, and I'm so grateful we have somebody like Brian that can do that, because me behind a computer is it's a really scary thing. You don't want
me there. He's filming this.
Actually, he's trying to give us a message. He's been trying to give us a message the whole time.
I said something really nice.
Do you have the picture of it?
I do on my phone.
I don't think we're supposed to. Are we supposed to share that?
Well, what we're talking about, folks, to bring you in the inside of the conversation is.
We got the yaw on it. We're not talking about it.
Well, it's not this game.
We're not talking about it.
Okay.
Oh, we can't show pictures.
We don't have the image to show, but we will have a special jersey. You haven't seen a lot of special game jerseys with us because that's just not the look we were going for. But for the final home game against the Arizona Rattlers, the team will have a custom Outlaw jersey.
Absolutely, and I'm really excited about it.
I do.
Okay.
I know.
Well,
it
awesome.
Is so cool.
You know a lot of things. Oh, well, it's got the coaches. Still,
no, we started
awesome. Premature.
We started working on that like in September, October, right? I mean, when we knew what night it was going to be, and you know, you give Jordan that amount of time, and you can only imagine what he's going to come up with. And it's a collector's piece. You got to buy one. If you collect jerseys and you don't buy that one, you're missing out.
You are, and I do. I want to definitely give a shout out to Jordan because he designs all of those jerseys and those shirts.
Yep.
And
everyone
and
knows
again,
that
the sponsors
too, right?
Love him.
Mm-hmm.
And he just comes up with the amazing ideas. But this one's over the top. And we actually have a program that we're doing. I'll share this since we're talking sponsorships, where you get to partner with a player during that game. So you get the opportunity to walk out with one of the players that you partner with.
When are we doing that?
We're doing it on the intro.
When?
Come on, coach, at the last game.
Oh. No one tells me anything.
Well, that's long-range planning.
You're focused planning. On a
game. That's,
you'll be coaching.
That's weeks
this
away.
This is us. This is okay. us. Your
long
part is coaching.
Long range.
All right. Well.
Can I say that I keep seeing this pop up like 100 times. Can we please wish Dante,
yes,
happy birthday.
Yes, absolutely. I've been waiting for the opportunity.
Like
we were
going to
do that once
now.
We got rid of you.
Yeah.
Happy
birthday, Dante Eldridge from
Kiana.
And we had another one from Steffi LaRue Eldridge, I think, is related to Dante.
You think?
Dante's
a great young man who's been with us since the beginning. And he every day, he's got an infectious smile. He's always got a good attitude. He works real hard, and he's been a pleasure to be around all year. And you know, wish him the happiest birthday. I had the team wish him a happy birthday this morning before practice. And,
I love it.
I think they dumped water on him after practice. They dumped a.
So he got a baptism.
Yeah, he got baptized for sure.
Here's another one if you want, Coach. one of our sponsors, Complete Care, Lori, it's her birthday.
You want to wish Lori a happy birthday?
Is Lori
She's
here?
She's here.
Oh, she is?
She's over there.
Hi, Lori. Happy birthday, Lori.
Yeah, okay. So you can wish Lori a happy birthday, too.
No, you're going to try to do that camera thing.
So. Lori, keep waving so they can see you on the camera.
Sorry, I had to do it.
Yeah.
You came out again, a sponsor who comes out to support, right? And then you got Matt hiding over there. You got Matt hiding in the corner, another sponsor that comes out to support.
Well, yeah. It's
Look
his
at
place.
That. It is. Shh. I just said Matt. You just ratted us out. Of course he's going to be here. And then another one I want to bring on, we just brought on Ready for Life, which is those. The vitamins and supplements.
Oh, right.
Just saw
And the
those.
Red, yeah.
And the thermal, the
red
the infrared.
Light. Mm-hmm, the
red
infrared.
Light treatment.
It's another one that just
We've
joined
used
us.
That. Coaches have used that on their necks and backs and everything else. It's been really good. Yeah. So.
We could stay here all day and talk about sponsors.
No, we can't.
I'm saying we could, but I know you've got to keep going.
Yeah. But thank you.
Of course.
It was awesome. Again, if people want to get a hold of you, how do they do that before we go?
Actually, you can call the office, the Gunslinger office, or you can call me direct, or just go jen@sagunslingers.com. Send
there
me an email and let's talk about it. There's options for all budgets.
Perfect. All right.
SanAntonioGunslingers.com, the website, and they'd be able to drill in there.
They'll find me.
Yep.
All righty. Well, thanks for coming on.
Absolutely. Guns up.
Guns up.
It's been Jen Bonomo. We'll be back with the fourth quarter when we return. You're watching Branded, sponsored by South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital.
Quality. Here at John Wayne, it's not just a word. It's our foundation. From the people we employ, to the service that's provided, to the equipment that we design and install, quality matters. For nearly 20 years, providing quality Texas comfort to the San Antonio area communities has been our highest priority. For quality you can count on, call John Wayne today.
John Wayne Service Company is a proud sponsor of the San Antonio Gunslingers.
Like literally like hockey and football had a baby.
Type of action you'll never see in the NFL.
Let's go Gunslingers, let's go baby! Woo!
That's the best entertainment there is. Once you've been to a game, you're gonna get hooked.
And welcome back to the fourth quarter of Branded, where we normally talk about the next game coming up. There's a comment on the last quarter. It seemed like a long quarter. It looked like the refs threw a lot of flags, which kept stopping the clock.
13-3.
And there were three challenges, all for illegal twists.
I'm just saying. I mean, 13-3. I've never been on a team that's only had three penalties. And you're going to say, oh, there's a lot.
Right.
No, there's not.
They were looking one way. They were looking one way.
I'm not saying that. I mean,
Mass Man of San Antonio says what he loves about the teams. You get free access to the field to meet the players after the game for picks and autographs. What other team does this for the fans? The
Everybody.
Gunslingers, my new number one San Antonio sports team. Yes.
Well, let me just say this.
that's the beauty of indoor football, not just San Antonio. That's the beauty of indoor football, where they have those meet and greets. And we like it a lot, right, obviously here. But indoor football in general, that's why you kind of fall in love with the sport, you know. And it's that fan interaction. Plus, they're only, like, what, half a foot away from your head when you're playing. So it doesn't get any more intimate or personal than this, you know. So did we have any more questions before we talk about Mass?
Thought I was we've been keeping up with it, and a lot of the comments, okay. More people wishing Lori happy birthday.
Yeah. Hey, you know, Lori, let me tell you something about Lori real quick. What a lot of people don't know. There's times when Megan's doing something in the, you know, in the training room, and she goes, oh, we don't have this or we need that. And all of a sudden Lori disappears and she comes back with it, you know, or she helps us, or, you know, she can't. I'll tell you what, we wouldn't be as good as we are back there if we didn't have Lori. And I'll say that out loud, that she's been unbelievable with our training staff. And players know it too. So.
And I will tell you, psychologically, it's there in the back of your mind. You can play as hard as you can possibly play every single time, but you are willing to play one more time when you know that physically you're going to be taken care of. That you can recover, that you can put it all out there and truly leave it out on the field, because you're going to get it when you come off.
I don't think people understand in the professional football world if. All right, so you go to camp. We went to camp March 14th. Every single player we had come in was 100%, right? That's March 14th. March 15th, they're 95%, okay? By July 3rd, you're duct tape and glue when you played 13 games, okay? And hundreds of plays with contact and the wall and everything else. If we didn't have the trainers we have, and we have two full-time trainers, Megan leads them, and we have two interns that do a great job that help us every day. But think about it, at this level, they have four trainers available to you every day at practice. Pre-practice, we get treatment pre-practice, post-practice, pre-game, post-game, every day, 7 days a week. Those girls don't take a day off at all. And they keep us going. And that's why when you see our guys running around and pregame and jumping and being able to do things they do, it's because of those girls. It really is.
These guys go out here like action heroes. They look like action heroes in a freaking movie. They're taking hits. They're getting knocked around. They're getting blown up. And they're back out there at the end of the play. You'd think that they were indestructible. But they're not.
Right. And like when I played, and I played in the contact position where there was contact every single play, right, I didn't start feeling normal until Thursday. Like play on Sunday and then kind of feel normal by Thursday. But in between then and Thursday, you still got to practice, still got to go to meetings, still got to try to sleep. No matter how much pain you're in, you got to do all those things. And that's what these kids go through. And that's why I'm not a, you know, I don't know. I just have an affinity for my team and how hard they work and what they play through. So, yeah. And a lot of that's due to Megan and her staff. So
before we run out of time entirely, Massachusetts. We played them before. We escaped with...
See, why do you say that? We beat them. But
we did.
You say it, we escaped. How about we beat them?
We did. We had more points when time expired.
Then just say that. That's what we had this discussion about.
Okay.
When you win, hey, we won. We barely won. I don't care if we win by one. Did you care that we lost by one? Yes.
Yeah,
so do you think they
loss.
Care? Do you think Frisco was jumping up and down like they won the lotto because they won by one? No. Did you say Frisco escaped a loss? No. You said we escaped with a win. How in the world do you say that?
So Massachusetts.
Massachusetts is a really, really good football team. They have an NFL caliber roster. Believe me, I know, because he recruits out of the NFL and sends more guys to the NFL and CFL than anybody. Division I schools, if they're rookies, all great athletes. They have a running back that's in line to contend for Offensive Player of the Year. Their quarterback is a really good quarterback. Their offensive line is probably only second to us. They're very, very good. Their record doesn't indicate how good a football team they are, similar to ours, okay? I don't care what anybody says, we're the best 6-7 team in the country. But they're very close to us. If we beat them, they'll have the same record. They'll go to 500. They'll go to 7-7, and we'll go to 7-7. So we match up really well with them. Is it going to be a war? Yep. Could it come down in the last series? Yep. Could it come down in the last 10 seconds of the game? Yep. That's the kind of game it is. And any thought process that someone's going to go out there and blow somebody out, not going to happen. It's going to be a war. It's going to be a battle. The entire game is going to be exceptionally hard.
Well, Alex Shubirth coming in with the numbers again from DraftKings.
Oh, my God.
Well, would you believe it? The Gunslingers are favored by 3. And the over-under.
See, why would you say that? Would you believe it? Yeah, I believe it.
Well, we haven't been picked as favorites very often.
Yes, we have. How many times have we been picked as favorites, Alex? Please, and even if you it's wrong, lie, because I want to get him on this.
He always wins. It's
no,
okay.
No, here's the thing. I got a question for Alec. All right. What do you think of gambling in the IFL? I find it extremely weird when you have 13 flags versus 3. What was the over-under, 110? 109.5?
Yes, 109.5, yeah.
What was our total?
110. Well, before the point was scored, it was 109. And so the total was 114.
Yeah. Yeah. I just don't... I hope it's being controlled. That's all I'm going to say. What does DraftKings have us? They have us plus 3?
Yeah, plus 3 and the over-under at 94.5, which is the lowest total for a Gunslinger game since the last time we played Massachusetts. And Alex comes back with the answer. It's the fourth game of 2024 with San Antonio as the favorite.
So a quarter of our games.
Right. And I said most of the time we weren't. That it's surprising.
A quarter of the time... we were against top-ranked opponents and or our first year in the league. Pretty good. Hey, and if you guys haven't figured out, I'm never going to come in and poo-poo my Gunslingers, okay? I'm going to always try to show them in the best possible light. If you knew how hard these kids work, you know how hard the coaches work, you know how hard the people at John Wayne, Don, James, you know, we talked to Jen, Brian, you, Weston, all the guys that work so hard, I'm going to always try to say it in the best possible light for the Gunslingers. Am I a homer? 100% damn right.
Oh, you better be. You're the head coach.
So should you. But that's another story. Anyway, we have to all recognize that, you know, we're getting through some growing pains and we're doing a really good job at it and we're going to keep getting better at it. Now, can we talk about the playoffs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but we're not out of it, folks.
No, we're not. But, I mean, a lot of weird stuff's got to happen. But, believe it or not, again, being a man of faith, and I know a lot of you fans are people of faith, just remember, I think it was the Giants. Didn't they win the Super Bowl at 9-7?
I think you're talking about the Ravens, wasn't it?
Oh, the Ravens. It was the Ravens, right. So... you know, all I'm saying is a lot of those teams that we had to play early are playing each other right now. It may come down, and Phil did a good job of explaining it on his podcast yesterday or Monday. It may come down to that last game of the year on Sunday between Naz and Duke City. I mean, he brought up a scenario. We could make the playoffs on Saturday and get bumped out on Sunday if Naz beats Duke City. But I'll tell you what, Duke City's a dang good football team. They've given people fits all year that they weren't supposed to give fits to. And anything can happen. And I will do anything in my power, Duke City, if you're listening, to help you in that endeavor. But my point is that a lot's got to happen before that. And the thing that's got to happen most importantly is we got to win out. If we lose, we're done. It's that simple. And the players know that. And I'm sure you're going to get the best effort out of them and the coaches and everybody else. And all we can do is do what we can do, and that's win football games from here on out. Now, I wouldn't be embarrassed by 9-7 first-year record with our schedule this year at all. And what we've accomplished between building GSN, Gunslinger Nation, bringing the people into the organization from an administration standpoint, the quality of our broadcast still remains extremely high. all the things that we've done is only the start. That's why we think with our patriotism, our God family football philosophy, that we are America's indoor team and will be for many, many years to come.
And on that note, there is another birthday worth noting, and Texas Pete points it out. How about the best birthday of all, a day early for the 4th of July, USA, USA, USA?
I know, isn't that great? Don owns the El Dorado Ranch where I live, and I think last week, there was crews out there putting new flags up, and they have a flagpole. There's a flagpole on my property there that is probably, I don't know, 40 feet tall, 50 feet tall, a flag the size of this room hanging on it. All the doors have red, white, and blue wreaths. He exudes patriotism. He is so thankful for the liberty that we have and what the flag represents around the world. And I'm proud to be associated with a person like that and a team like that, because I have the same sentiments. And I never thought I'd find someone who was that way. And it's pretty special. The only other thing I'll say on 4th of July is please be careful with fireworks, kids. Okay? Don't need to lose an eye, a finger, any of that stuff. Have fun, and please don't cause any fires. It's been pretty dry out there. But, you know, enjoy yourself. Have great family time. God bless you all, and, you know, just enjoy the moment.
And if I can do a PSA before we break as well, please take care of your dogs. Please make sure they don't get out, because fireworks are scary, and they tend to run, and they tend to get lost, and and bad things happen. So please take care of your pets. Bring them indoors, and have a great 4th. We'll be back to wrap this up in just a moment. You're watching Branded live from Matangas Pizzeria in Shirts, Texas, brought to you by South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital.
Must be that time of the year again, where we work hard and we play hard and eat good pizza.
Hey, Gunslingers, come try Matangas, voted best pizza in San Antonio. We are family and deeply invested in our community. After this game, come find a Matangas near you.
Guns up, slices up.
All right, team, huddle up. Just like in surgery, we need precision and teamwork. Trust me, just like on the field, if we stick to the playbook, we'll achieve excellence.
Coach, are you sure about this?
We've trained for this. We're experts. The San Antonio Gunslingers in South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital and Outpatient Center, where precision meets performance.
2023 has been a landmark year for the Indoor Football League. Our 15th season saw tremendous growth, both on and off the field. Bold steps towards a bright future, cutting-edge fan engagement, and powerful new partnerships. And we're just getting started. There will be more in 2024. Calculated growth, strong franchises, and the best indoor football on the planet. The IFL.
All right, welcome back to Branded live from Matangas Pizzeria. This will wrap up our Week 17 show. Make sure you have liked and subscribed before you go. And now it comes to that special moment in the evening where Coach has a message for some special people.
Miss Susan, I will see you Friday. I cannot wait. I love you. Eli, Mila, and Liliana, time to go to bed. Good night. I love you. God bless everybody.
This has been Branded for July 3rd, 2024. And as always, folks, keep your guns up. Good night, everybody.